Phone privacy is one of the most controversial subjects. There's a lot of information out there. Some argue that it may not be applied properly, as well as some of the things I'm going to be talking about are suppressed. I'm Shadow Rebel, and in this episode, I'm going to empower you with some of the knowledge and tools so that you can improve your privacy when using phones, and we'll even talk about some broader electronics. Now, the main thing is that if you can avoid SMS messages, you should. Encrypted end-to-end messengers, doesn't really matter what it is per se, whether it's Signal, SimpleX, XMPP, Matrix, whatever. The most important thing is to get off SMS rather than arguing over which encrypted messenger you would actually use. The problem with SMS is it's essentially going fully naked over the wires. Not only can the government and the phone company see, but really any random person can intercept that with the right hacking tools. Now, not only is there this issue of what you're sending being seen with SMS, but there's also the issue of you have this tracker that's seeing your location as you go around life. Now, some would say, you know, what's the big deal, right? Who cares that I have this tracking device on me that's seeing where I live? You know, I pay my rent in my name, who really cares? Well, the big deal is that it sort of gives a complete overview of everything in your life as to everything you do, everyone you interact with, who you're standing near as they have phones too, the entire web of all of your connections. And you're saying, well, what does it matter if people know that? Well, the first big problem is that maybe you're not personally doing anything wrong, but the people you're interacting with are. So geolocation warrants, and now there's even lots of situations where there's not even a warrant and they're just doing geolocation fencing and trying to see who is in a certain area. Somebody could be around you and now it's causing problems and inconvenience in your life to even be around them. Also, if you are actually friends with somebody that is doing something wrong, you would now be put in a position where you would be questioned or asked information about them, and it would challenge that friendship. On top of that, you have the issue of political situations. For example, from January 6th, people were arrested for merely standing outside the building because of geolocation fencing. So there's all these types of issues. Also, by knowing everything about you, it's much easier to manipulate you. And people kind of roll their eyes at this. They go, you know, how is this actually being used? Don't forget that Google Search's algorithm is custom tailoring what you are seeing, what information you're finding, based on what they think you're into. And if they think that you're an idiot because you are around idiots and you work an idiot job, then you have pigeonholed yourself to be stuck in that place in life. But I don't accept that as legitimate for me, and you shouldn't accept that either. All right, so how do you actually hide your location? The number one way to hide location is using VoIP. The word VoIP means voice over IP, but this same concept can be applied to texting as well. So imagine you are texting a dude, whether it's on Signal or Telegram. You text the dude through the internet, and then he goes and makes a call. Like you text him, hey man, I want to send my mom hello. So he goes on a phone and he texts her hello. That's really what VoIP is. You are using the internet to send to this company the information that you want to have them put over the traditional phone lines. And there are many advantages to VoIP. One of them is that you can hide your location because you're doing it over the internet. So exactly where you're standing doesn't really matter that much. So if you were to use a different number for VoIP as the one that you are getting service from the cell phone tower, then this would enable you to hide your location. But you wouldn't be hiding the actual contents of those messages because they're going out over the regular SMS line, which, like I said, we're trying to avoid. But if you do need it, whether it's for a verification of a service, or whether that is for, you know, you just met somebody who's not really gonna do the encrypted messenger routine, then you could be using VoIP. that of course you would want to be using a VPN when you're using VoIP to get the benefit of hiding that location. Now, of course, a phone can do both Wi-Fi or it could do connecting to a cell phone tower. So to get a better understanding of this, let's take a step back and understand what an actual network is. So if you're in your house and you have a router and you want to hook up computer and your sister's laptop and a phone, you want to connect these things on a local area network. Even a local area network in your home without the broader internet to the whole world, even that uses IP addresses. Well, how do you get those IP addresses, right? It's in your home, you're not connecting to the ISP. How do you get IP addresses? Well, the router is actually the one that can assign those. And the way that this works is that each device has what's called a MAC address. So this is a unique identifier for that device. It is possible to change that, but the point is that the MAC address is announced. And what this does is it basically says to the router, hey router, here I am. This is my MAC address. I want to be assigned a IP address. And so the router is acting as the ISP and it assigns these IP addresses on a LAN, a local area network. So how does this actually relate to phones? Well, Android has built into it MAC address randomization. So when you connect to a Wi-Fi hotspot or you connect to a router, it is creating a bullshit random MAC address so that when you go from one Wi-Fi hotspot to a different router, it is not keeping track of this same identity. And that is built into Android. With graphene, you have a little more control, but you're also able to remove a MAC so that this way you can create a new identity for revisiting the same Wi-Fi source. This is completely different than when you use the cell phone tower. To the cell phone tower, you are using the same IMEI number, which is a static identity. And we're going to get into that in a second, but that's the main difference between Wi-Fi and the cell phone tower, is that to the Wi-Fi, you're a new person each time, you're whoever you want. To the cell phone tower, not only is it doing location tracking, but it's the same identity. But of course, I have to warn you that all the benefits that you get from using Wi-Fi over the cell phone tower only happens if you have a de-Googled phone. And this is because normal stock Google phones have what's called Wi-Fi triangulation. This is where it's hitting up all the Wi-Fis around you, saving all the ones that you use, and then is using that to calculate your location. So even if it's in airplane mode, it's still sending to Google, and this exists even in iPhone, sending to Apple your location all the time. So you have to get a de-Googled phone if you want that privacy. The number one issue with the cell phone towers is that they're using this baseband modem, which could actually be thought of as a separate second computer. So you have this main computer that has the CPUs and RAM that's doing the apps and the different things you're doing on your phone. Then there's this baseband modem, which is proprietary, and it uses the SIM card and it has a IMEI identifier number. Now, the problem is that even if you're using a de-Googled phone and even if you're using a VPN, this identifier is tied to the hardware itself, and so therefore the cell phone tower is able to see, you know, who bought this device, when, where this device is going, who they're standing near, and the whole shebang. And so that's why I'm recommending you use VoIP, I'm recommending you use VPNs, I'm recommending that all your traffic is encrypted, so that this way, all they're seeing is this random number moving around. We don't want to tie anything to that number. Another possibility is to buy your phone with cryptocurrency from a company that isn't logging and tracking all this information. So these are all ways of reducing the harm of IMEIs and baseband modems. Let's wrap it up here for now. In the future, we'll cover some of these more advanced topics. I'm Shadow Rebel. You're listening to Simplified Privacy.